Good morning. Rising heat, changing weather patterns, corporate lobbying, pressure on the environment, and us not giving two shits about the planet. These are just some reasons why today is celebrated as World Earth Day. So as you start your week, give a thought about the environment we live in, not just the natural one, but also the social one. It is 22nd April 2019, and as painful as the news of bombing in that beautiful island of Sri Lanka is, we'd still like to begin with it. Sri Lankan police have arrested 13 men in connection with bomb blasts in churches and hotels that killed more than 200 people. Yesterday, authorities have not made public details on those held after Sunday's attacks, but a police source told AFP the 13 were detained at two locations in and around Colombo. No group has claimed responsibility for Sunday's attacks. Prime Minister Ranil Wickremesinghe on Sunday accepted that they had information regarding a possible attack that had come from Indian intelligence but did not take adequate steps to prevent it. Meanwhile, all international leaders were drafting their condemnation of the attack, but President Donald Trump had already sent out an ignorant tweet. Heartfelt condolences from the people of the United States to the people of Sri Lanka on the horrible terror attacks in the churches and hotels that have killed at least 138 million people and badly injured 600 more. We stand ready to help. Well, this is what Donald Trump tweeted. 138 million people killed. Well, the total population of Sri Lanka is estimated to be 21.4 million. And if Trump's keyboards can't keep up with his fingers, Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi can't keep his tongue from raking up a tragedy for political gains. Well, after condemning their series of deadly bomb attacks on Sri Lankan churches and luxury hotels, Prime Minister Narendra Modi told voters that they needed to elect him to a second term, as only he can beat the terrorists threatening India. This is when Indian intelligence under his watch had failed to take notice of intelligence input of Pulwama attack that led to more than 40 CRPF jawans getting killed. But clearly, past sins are not just to be forgotten. Not just this, the Prime Minister also claimed that Pakistan released Wing Commander A. Vardhaman because of Modiji. Casually threatened nuclear weapons, but the biggest attempt in him rooting out terrorism was obviously the clean chit he gave to Pragya Thakur, who is still a terror plot accused. Well, a clear wah Modiji wah moment there. One woman that to a sadhvi was humiliated in such a manner, he said in an interview to Times Now while answering a question on fielding of Ms. Thakur in the Lok Sabha elections. But clearly the recordings were before Pragya Thakur was setting new records in bigotry and hate and even bringing down Hemant Karkare, the celebrated anti-terrorism chief who had put her in jail with some serious amount of evidence. But sometimes evidence is not required, one can hear it. So what if Pragya, the Bhopal candidate, had on Thursday claimed that Karkare, the Maharashtra anti-terrorist squad chief who had arrested her in the Malegaon blast case, was killed during 26/11 attacks because she had laid a curse on him. Eight former director generals of police have jointly condemned terror accused and BJP candidate Pragya Singh Thakur's despicable and regrettable comment on the late police officer Hemant Karkare and asked all poll nominees to honour the families of police martyrs in their constituencies. After wide condemnation from serving and former IPS officers and others, she had retracted her statement and apologised if her remarks have hurt someone. But how to stay in news when you all you've really done in your life is have a blast, probably. Pragya too appears unfazed. She said on Saturday that she had participated in the demolition of the Babri Masjid in Ayodhya on the 1992 December, attracting another show cause notice from the EC after a first notice that followed her remarks on Karkare. And we quote her here, "We removed a blot from the country. We had gone to demolish the structure. I climbed atop the structure and broke it. I feel extremely proud that God gave me this opportunity. We will make sure that a Ram temple is built at the site." Unquote, Pragya had told a TV channel on Saturday. So yes, now you know how Modiji will uproot terrorism. Well, other news in case you missed it, like the RSS BJP takes out its trump card, Hindu khatre mein hai, or the Hindus are in danger. In India, a similar echo was heard from the Chambers of Justice, as the Chief Justice of India, Ranjan Gogoi, claimed that Indian judiciary was under threat because he was accused of sexual harassment. A major crisis has pushed the Supreme Court into uncharted waters for the second time in a little more than a year, and guess who features in both editions? The current CJI, Ranjan Gogoi. How the Supreme Court responded to the sexual harassment allegations against the present CJI, should make for a good case study as to how not to deal with such cases. An issue that squarely fell within the domain of an internal process was taken up by a special bench constituted by accused, which is, in this case, the Chief Justice of India, comprising himself, Justice Arun Mishra and Justice Sanjeev Khanna. On a mention by the Solicitor General, it was listed as matter of great public importance touching upon the independence of the judiciary. Well, Justice Gogoi was one of the four judges who spoke out against the manner in which his predecessor, CJI Deepak Mishra, managed the roster. It is ironical that as one who was aggrieved that senior most judges were kept out of benches handling major cases, he went on to form a bench that included himself, but not the two senior most judges after him. Nor was there a woman judge on the bench. The complainant, a former junior court assistant, had made her charge in the form of an affidavit supported by purported evidence and sent it to 22 judges of the court. It referred to likely witnesses to the alleged sexual harassment and victimization. Meanwhile, all the king's men are out to support the CJI. And when Arun Jaitley comes out in support of some institution, especially its head, then well, all suspicions need to be thrown out the window to make space for the all-new jargon that he will obfuscate the reality in. Institutional disruptors is the new phrase. Quote, when four digital media organizations with an unparalleled track record of institution disruption send similar questionnaires to Chief Justice of India, there is obviously something more than what meets the eye, the minister added. Taking cue from the FB blog as if it were, the latest is that an advocate, Utsav Bains, claims he was approached to organize a press conference to frame Ranjan Gogoi and represent the ex-Supreme Court staffer who made allegations against him and was offered first rupees 1.5 crore and then 50 lakhs. Well, let me try to rephrase this. When a finance minister, the Attorney General, the Bar Council of India and the Solicitor General of India have similar positioning, there is obviously something more than what meets the eye. And with that, let's head to international news, where Ukraine has got a comic relief. Now, seriously, it all may have started as a joke, but hey, it has made a comedian with no political experience won a landslide victory in Ukraine's presidential election. Volodymyr Zelensky, whose only previous political role was playing the president in a TV show, trounced incumbent Petro Poroshenko by taking 73% of the vote. And on to a last bit news for the day. While some jokes go too far, some documentaries go too far as well in Ireland, where dissident Republicans in Derry orchestrated the riot that claimed the life of a journalist partly to impress an MTV film crew fronted by the broadcaster Reggie Yates. It has been claimed a bullet killed Lyra McKee, a 29-year-old journalist and author who was standing with other civilians beside a police Land Rover. One community organizer who asked not to be named claimed to The Guardian that members of the new IRA and its political wing were playing to the cameras. They staged the whole thing for him. It was all staged, all choreographed. And that's it from me for today. I'll be back tomorrow. All the world is a stage, and that too a deeply political one now. Still, what kind of role you have and what character you take is your choice. Wishing you a productive week ahead. Until tomorrow, goodbye from TakePart.com.